I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training resources. So today we're going to be talking about faith and really living a life of faith in a time of crisis and challenging times, which most of us are in at the moment, one way or another. And so we're going to share some stories, personal stories, things that have been happening to us recently. We'll talk about our Miracle Cafe starting up again. And what else are we going to be talking about?
Well, we're going to be talking a little bit more, about faith. I think faith is something that's sometimes a little bit misunderstood. It's a word that we use a lot, of course. We are people of faith, but what does that actually mean? We'll be talking a little bit about Thanksgiving as well, being thankful, because we know that for our US friends, this is definitely a season of thankfulness as you celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and even those of us who don't celebrate Thanksgiving, it's really good to be thankful. So we'll talk about a bit about that. We're going to share some testimonies, stepping out in faith, things that have happened, gone right, gone wrong. One from today as well, from this morning. And and we're going to pray for everybody. We've got some words of knowledge to share as well. For some of you watching, I've got the Lord gave me some names of some conditions and things like that, so we'll share those.
Yes, and always good to pray, isn't it, and encourage one another.
We're going
to
pray for everybody
so
before we
will do that too.
So, yeah. And don't forget, if you're watching this live, we're going to be going onto our portal, spiritlifestyle.com, straight after this. In about an hour's time, we're going to be taking questions and answering them for all of our members. So to all of our members watching, don't forget we're doing that. And if you're not a member yet, you can just join up. It's free to join. You get a free trial and name your amount every month. So
yeah, we think it's a great deal.
Yeah, it is. I think so. People recommend
and it's
it.
A wonderful community. So if you're part of that, we look forward to seeing you on there soon.
Yeah. So I was going to share a couple of testimonies first, I think.
That's
is that
a
all right
great
with
way to start.
I'm trying to remember what happened last week. I was, you know how we've not been getting out very much these days. That's all about to change with our cafe as soon as it opens. But we get our groceries delivered, some of them every week, don't we? And we live up on the hills in North Wales. And so last week...
The long, windy roads.
It's a scary road getting to our house.
With the steep cliffs.
It's got a cliff on one side and it's scary. It's bad enough in the daytime, but in the dark, it's really tricky, isn't it? I'm like, well, we're driving along. I don't know why, but I hold my breath because it's really narrow on one side. It's just a sheer drop. And I'm like, I don't know why I'm holding my breath. How's that going to help? But where was I? Oh, yes. I was last week we had... groceries delivered, and normally, well, quite often I'll ask the Holy Spirit, you know, who's coming, can you give me a word for them, is there anything that you want me to pray for, share with them. It's always a good thing to do that, isn't it? It's scary. It's almost like driving along our scary road with a cliff down one side. Is every time I'm like, I'm going to talk to somebody about Jesus, I'm going to get a word of knowledge or ask the Lord for a prophetic word or pray for healing, I feel the same, actually, as though I'm driving along the scary road.
I think there can be a misconception that, you know, the things of the Spirit are always spontaneous, but there's plenty in Scripture and a great principle for actually preparing yourself to be used by the Holy Spirit in that way. Anyway, I'm interrupting.
Well, Jesus did that. You could see he goes off up the mountain, he goes different places on his own, so he could get... with the Father, with the Holy Spirit, and say, what am I doing today? Jesus only did and spoke what he heard and saw the Father doing in heaven, he said.
Well, there's a great precedent for that.
There is. So last week I got the word, before the delivery guy came, I got the word, I've written it down, hang on, let me remember. I got John and I got Austin. And I thought, I wonder if that's the guy's name, because sometimes I do get people's names. And I just heard the word, like, it wasn't an audible voice, but in my spirit, you know, I just inner voice, I heard pressure. So anyway, I wrote that down, and there was a knock on the door a bit later, And it was a young lady with the deliveries. It wasn't a guy. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh no, I've got the word John and Austin. And I said, does John and Austin mean anything? She was like, no. But I'd actually talked to her about John back in the Bible, you know, yeah. what he was like and how God loved it. Jesus loved him and mm-hmm. he was very close to Jesus. And but as soon as I said pressure, she was like, oh yes, I'm under so much pressure. So that word was right. And so I ended up praying for her. And she's like going backwards as I'm praying. And just overwhelmed wow. by the presence of Jesus
yeah.
on our doorstep. And it was just amazing. So, you know, other stuff happened and I was able to pray for her and all sorts. But after, when I said to her, what's your name? Because I say to people, what's your name when I pray for them? She said, Emma. And I was like, oh, okay. And later I thought, duh, I could have got that. That was a word of knowledge. When I got John Austin, it was like Jane Austen. Her,
yes.
like, one of her most famous novels is
Emma.
And so if I'd put, that's very often how the Holy Spirit speaks. He gives you a little bit, but he wants you to dig deeper. And anyway, this morning, so a week later, we've got our groceries coming again. So I did the same thing, didn't I? And I was like, Holy Spirit, show me something about the person coming. And I've written it down. And the first thought in my mind was the scripture where Jesus says, peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. And then so I wrote that down, and then I just heard Mark. So I wrote down Mark, and then I thought, well, I'll look it up and I'll write it down. You know, I've got these little booklets called Your Spirit Life mm-hmm. that I've written for people to help them find Jesus. And I thought, I'll write it in my little booklet, and where is that scripture? I was like, where is it? So I thought, well, I got the thought, Mark. So I looked it up and I was like, oh, no, it's not. It's John 14. Mm-hmm. anyway, the door goes. It's this guy. And I shared with him the scripture. Peace, my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. And he just went, oh, wow. He said, he was coming round our treacherous mountain and he got into trouble in his van.
Oh.
And he said, everything started spinning and he was really panicking. And he had to stop and he said it was like really kind of hairy. It was really scary. And
I bet it was.
Hairy, scary.
Especially if it was on the cliffs.
Yeah. So he eventually managed to get down again and then found his way to our house.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, that really speaks to me. So I said, well, can I pray for you? What's your name? And he said, Mark. And I'm like, oh, I knew that because the Holy Spirit gave me that name. I just didn't write it down. I'm like, oh, gosh, I am so slow sometimes. But anyway, I started prophesying to him about being in business. And he says, yes, we are. And about you got a brand new start to your life. And he says, yes, we've just been living abroad for 3 years. We just come back. We were looking for somewhere to live. And but another real encounter. And just telling you these stories, I want you to know that it's always a step of faith. Every time doesn't the Lord say, it's, you know, the Bible says it's impossible. The writer of Hebrews, but it's impossible to please God without faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, whether you are ministering to somebody, whether you are about to start something up or following Jesus, it's always a step of faith. So most days my heart is going, do, it's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And of course, a couple of things, whenever we step out in faith, and your stories are a great example of that. In some ways, it doesn't matter too much how, if we're talking about in terms of accuracy, because the person actually senses that you are operating out of compassion, that your heart is good, and you're reaching out to them. And often the Lord does amazing things anyway, doesn't he?
Despite us.
But the power is in the courage to actually step out and do something yeah. or say something. Often yeah. that's the way it works. So even with Emma, she received prayer. She was open to that. And that's what we find. Often people they respond really positively.
Yeah.
Even when we get it wrong, so to speak, we get it right. Because faith never lets us down.
Yeah. Faith in God, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
faith in God.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're talking about living, you know, a life of faith in a time of crisis, which we're all in a time of crisis right now, worldwide, with the pandemic.
Yeah, has anybody listened to the news recently? It's like a litany, isn't it? It's like having this diet of negativity coming at you, of wars and famine and everything's going wrong. It really kind of cultivates fear, don't you think that's a major thing?
What do you call it? Poos? Should I said that?
No.
Okay, sorry about that. It's a good word for it.
Yeah, there's lots of words for the news.
We want the good news.
But we want the good news, don't we? But a lot of it does close us down, and particularly as people of faith, how do we respond to that? So I was mindful, there's a little verse in Genesis 26, which starts, "Now there was a famine in the land." So bad news, the kind of news that we're getting all the time. Just this morning in the UK, it's saying that inflation's set to rise, interest rates are going up, food prices, fuel prices, everything's going up.
Crazy.
And this on the back of the pandemic thing that we've been trying to handle. So, often in the scriptures, we see those little references to the background of what's happening when we read about these heroes of faith. So this is about Isaac, and it says in the same chapter, "And then Isaac planted crops in that land." Now that's the step of faith in a famine.
Yes.
Because we know that because it's a famine, that this is a bad time to plant, isn't it? Because the famine's caused by the drought, isn't it?
There's no water.
Food's not growing. And food is scarce. So the seed that you do have, well, it's your lunch, isn't
it?
Basically,
you
need it. So to actually plant that out, that is a step of faith, because it could die, and then
you
have nothing for this year.
So what you've got, the only thing you've got, he was actually planting it, not knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah.
He had to let go of it.
Yeah.
He had to think, by faith, I'm planting this.
That's right.
The circumstances don't look good.
Yeah.
I could well be eating this, and my family could be eating this, and we could survive for a bit longer.
And the reward comes in the same verse, and the same year reaped 100-fold. Because the Lord blessed him because of that faith. And obviously great wealth comes to him through that. So, and that's hard to sow in a famine.
Yeah.
But that is, a great lesson in like how to respond in a time of crisis. Don't let it shut you down. Don't retreat. But actually, like you say, it's faith in God and stepping out according to what God says. And that's very important. And often, I'm thinking about you starting this cafe. It's like, let's try and imagine a scenario where it's possibly the worst time to open a cafe or start any business.
Yeah, I think especially the hospitality industry is like,
it's been hit.
It's been hit. There's like so many restaurants closing down, businesses going out of business.
There's a catering staff shortage, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Okay, so here's man's wisdom. This is one reality, but then faith looks to a higher reality. And the fact is that often faith operates in a time of crisis. It's almost like that's its role. It's not like we go looking for trouble, although you read some of the stories in the Bible, you kind of almost feel like that's what's happening. It's by faith. It says in Hebrews 11, by faith, Abraham went. He actually did something. He actually shook off the shackles of being at home with his father who'd settled in the wrong place. He went looking for the land of heaven. By faith, Noah built. So then again, there's this stuff called rain that's coming that nobody's ever seen. And
it seemed crazy,
but that's the step of faith. But it's an action, isn't it? Or faith is always an action. And the difference between hope and faith is that hope waits for something that's coming in the future, whereas faith acts in the present and does something right now, today.
Yeah.
And in fact, anybody see the Forrest Gump movie? Not for everybody, but
Tom Hanks,
1996.
Oh, was it? Wow.
It won a lot of Oscars, so it's quite famous and most people are aware of it. Funny character, Forrest Gump. He sort of goes through all these historical happenings in America, you know, President Kennedy and the Vietnam War and all the rest of it. But a funny thing happens when he buys a shrimping boat at one point, and his Vietnam veteran friend, Lieutenant Dan, comes to help him on his shrimping boat because he's a man of his word, apparently, and becomes his first mate. And for several months, they have no luck. They catch nothing. And then, this is crazy, they go out in this Hurricane Carmen, which actually, I mean, that's the amazing thing. Who goes out in a storm? This, to me, is a picture of faith. It's like the characters from the Bible. Yeah. I know Forrest Gump's just a story, but it's a great metaphor for it.
Yeah, that's good.
Because all the shrimping boats get destroyed, all the ones that were sensible and stayed in the harbour.
Oh, wow.
The only one that survives is Forrest Gump and Lieutenant Dan. And they find themselves with an abundance of shrimp when there's a shortage of seafood because of the storm. So under the name Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, they make a huge amount of money, and it's just part of the story.
Wow.
But it is like the craziness of faith, isn't it?
Yeah.
That it is almost like we naturally would like all the circumstances to be perfect before we, you know, take our risk. Everything lining up and like, oh, now I'm ready to do my, you know, to step out for God because everything's lined up.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't work like that. It's almost the opposite. It's like when you have the dry valley of bones, that's the time to prophesy and see God do the miracle.
Wow.
And book the trend and change the reality of what's happening.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, like you were saying, we're starting up our cafes again. And you may have read, you know, Diary of Miracles books where we had been around and we had our cafes originally. We opened the first one in 2009. For those of you who don't know, just a crazy miracles broke out as soon as we opened our cafe.
Yeah.
Then we opened a shop as well, where we've had a bed and breakfast and a bistro and another shop. And the Lord just told us to, you know, close them down after a good few years. But so many thousands of miracles. It all went worldwide, didn't it? The news of it, and so many people's lives transformed. Just incredible. And so it was really hard when the Lord said, you know, close it all down. But we didn't know we were going to be starting them again. We had no idea about that at all. But, you know, the Bible says, it says in, it's in Romans 10, I think, where it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yeah, I've written it down. And when it says the word of God, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we need to have the word of God. We can't just step out and say, oh, I'm stepping out in faith, do whatever we want.
God bless
me. Win the lottery or whatever it might be.
It
comes by hearing the word of God. And when it says the word of God there, it means that's talking about the spoken word of God, the now word of God, which can be through scripture, the written word of God, where the Holy Spirit breathes on it, and it's like for now, right now for you, for today. Or it can also come through other means, like the Lord speaking to you directly in different ways, through prophecy, where people prophesy to you, or you've had a dream, or an angel visits you, or whatever it might be.
A million ways, through other people.
All these different ways.
Through circumstance, through events.
Yeah, so where you really... you know God's word, you know he's spoken to you. And what I do is when somebody prophesies to me, and I've collected, I don't know whether it's hundreds, but a lot over the years, or the Lord's spoken something to me, and I know it's him, it's a promise from him for the future. And I write it, if I believe it's from him, I write it down. It might be scripture, whatever. And I have journals full of them, and I read through them every day. I read scriptures, I read prophetic words, things the Lord's spoken to me, even just one of them every day. But that's where faith comes, by hearing the word of God. And so you need to keep encouraging yourself in the word of God. And when you have that word and you know it's now, the Holy Spirit says, right, that's now. Like we felt recently, the Lord just said, no, now it's time to open your cafes. And we're like, didn't know I was going to do cafes again. And looking through prophetic words, I'm like, oh, yes, it makes sense now. A lot of stuff that I'm like, Lord, when is this going to happen? What do I need to do or position myself or stop doing? Or, you know, always I'm asking him.
Well, and, again, I think this is the difference.
Like it's now.
This is the difference between hope and faith, isn't it? Because, yeah. You know, hope is from the Lord. You know, we are people that that are looking forward to the promises of God, you yeah. know, to the return of Jesus. So we are people of hope. But what faith does is it brings that hope into the present, doesn't it?
Yeah.
By germinating the power of the word with faith action.
Yeah, that's right. And it brings it to life. And it's, you know, the words, the scripture the Lord gave me when we closed our businesses was, unless a grain of wheat, you probably heard me say this before, but unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, you know, it goes in there and it's germinating with nobody seeing it. It's under soil, you know, and that's yeah. for many of you watching. You've done stuff in the past. You've been faithful. You've been praying. You've been tithing, whatever it is the Lord's called you to do. You've been stepping out in faith. And it just looks like, well, where's the fruit? Where's God? Where are your promises? This is what I'm supposed to be inheriting, you know, following you and being one with you, Lord. So where is it? It's not manifesting in my life yet. But this is where we're under in the dark place. And this is where the Lord is working the most, even though others can't see it and you can't see it probably. But he's doing stuff in you. And this is all part of the living a faith life, the spirit lifestyle. It's where, as circumstances and difficulties arise and we're in a crisis and challenging circumstances, allowing the Lord to deal with things in your heart. Because when you're squashed like that under the earth in this dark place, what's in your heart will start to come out, and it could be nasty, couldn't it? And, you know, and we've had to deal with stuff, haven't we? Especially, you know, over the last year through COVID, it's been a really good opportunity where we've been under pressure, stuff comes out, but it's good then you can deal with it when the Holy Spirit brings things to light.
Yeah.
And so really, we encourage you right now to do that. Allow, just say, Holy Spirit, come right now, and would you shine your light into my heart? And any of those dark places that are the bad stuff in my life, the wrong thoughts or the things I've said or done that are wrong, if I'm going in the wrong direction, Lord, make it really clear to me right now. Expose those things. He'll bring them into the light and you can deal with them and get rid of them and get free. And you'll find that you will start to germinate. And I tell you what, this really is the season. This is the time for those promises, those things that God's spoken into your life, things that you carry in your heart, for your family, for your business, whatever it looks like, your ministry. This is the time and season where God is on the move and he's looking for those who will say, yes, I will surrender it all. Even if all the promises God's given me come to nothing, I will let it all go. I will surrender it all because I want to be more like Jesus. I want to know you more, Heavenly Father. I want to be one with you. And he will come and he will use that. If we say that and if we do that, I tell you what, that's when you start to germinate. That's when the little seedling comes up. But you are going to have to step out in faith. You can't just say, yes, Lord, do it, and it's going to happen. And we've found that over the years. If you just wait and think, right, I'm open to the Lord doing something. Lord, send people to my doorstep. Well, yeah, they'll come, but you've got to do something. You've got to take that step of faith and ask the Holy Spirit, well, what shall I do now? What shall I do today? Who have you got for me? What am I doing in my business? You know, how can I give into something? Or how can I, whatever it is, you want a solution from the Lord
to act on it. Tell us, so now you're really stepping out in faith okay. with this cafe.
Yeah, so.
So tell us, yeah. what indications have you had so far that this is the Lord and, you know, your faith action is beginning to bear fruit?
Well, it's always a step of faith, like not knowing, but you sort of have a little glimpses and little It's like little signs from the Lord in what you're doing. And you have to pay attention to the small things usually. Sometimes it's big, but usually it's very small. But like so me and Ruth, you know, we've started a community interest company called Miracle Cafes in the UK, because we needed to do that in order to start a business that was for community benefit, not for personal gain. So we've done that.
Can I just interrupt?
Yes.
We managed to get a stellar domain name for this.
We did.
Miracle Cafe. I could hardly believe it when I found it. But there's actually a domain name of .cafe. Mm-hmm. And we've managed to get miracle.cafe. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's our website. So I did a website virtually on my own, didn't I? I did it all on my own, spent days and nights doing it, trying to do it fast. So you can check it out. It's on, just go to miracle.cafe and you'll find it. And you'll see all my hard work on there. I haven't finished it yet. So, you know, hopefully it's all working.
It looks great. It looks all right. Good. Done a good job.
Logo and everything looks good.
Yeah.
So, so we've got things. So me and Ruth are having a meeting. We're chatting. We're like, we really feel like the Lord's saying, start up Miracle Cafes again, but not just one, not just two. They're going to go global. So we're like, oh, that's quite a big vision. We just thought, what about having one in every city or every region or every nation in the whole world? That's quite a big vision. So, but
quite
you know,
a big vision.
You know, why not? And
when you've not launched one yet.
Obviously, we've done them in the past, but we haven't done one for years. Yeah. And it's like, and we're not, that's not our background, really, to be fair. We have done, I mean, it is now, but it never was. So we're just being obedient to the Holy Spirit. So we say, right, okay, we'll get a name, set up the business with Companies House, we'll get the website up and running. And we'll look, see if we can find like a cafe that's closed, a restaurant that's closed. And we found one in the northwest of Wales, you know, on the coast there. And it's nowhere near where we live, is it? So how's that going to work? But anyway, it's nearer to Ruth. So anyway, then we're like, okay, well, we've got no money, not even one penny, like zero pennies. 0 pounds. But we saw this one place and we really felt that was right. And not only is it a cafe, it was cheaper than all the other cafes we looked at. It used to be a cafe, it's closed now. It's got fantastic things in there we can work with. It's got equipment which we need money to pay for the equipment, but we can buy it off the previous occupant, which just makes it easier. Most of the stuff. We just came across it. We weren't even looking at that one. The Holy Spirit said, just look for something that you don't know about. And there it was. We just went in, looked at it. It was crazy. And not only that, but this cafe was cheaper than others. And because it was just slightly out of town. So it's not right in the busiest part of the city where we're going. But the other thing was, we start following the agent round the building. And not only has it got the cafe, it's got a basement. And then you go onto street level for the cafe. And then above that, it's got three more floors and two sides of it. And we're like, we could use this for accommodation. We could use it for office, whatever, training, anything we want to do. Just small rooms. But they're all these rooms. They need a lot of building work, to be fair. And we're just renting. But, you know, so we thought, this seems like the place. Anyway, we just prayed about it.
Yeah.
And then I remember saying to we have a meeting every month, don't we, with our coaches who run our spirit lifestyle classes.
Yeah.
And I was saying, you know, we're taking a step of faith. We haven't even got a penny, but we believe we're supposed to do this. So I actually contacted the agent and said, we want to make an offer for all the equipment and we want to take on this lease as well. And we didn't say we didn't have a penny. they could be watching this, couldn't they? Anyway, so then within an hour of me doing this, and I hadn't told anybody at this point, this is before I told the coaches, I think, but I hadn't told anybody we were going to do this. Within an hour, we were getting money being sent in. People started donating, which like completely out of the blue, and I had not mentioned it. And they were saying, this is for your new cafe. And we were like,
that's amazing.
That is crazy. Yeah. From different people in different countries. That to me was real confirmation. And the other thing was, I said, Lord, I feel like he was saying to me, go to this place, go near where your cafe's going to be, walk down the street And he said, there's going to be, you're going to open a gate. You know, I'll give you a spiritual key and the gate is going to open for you, for the King of Glory to come into this place. And I was like, oh, okay. And I said, I thought, where's the gate? And it's like, there's a clock. And I thought, okay, it's something to do with this clock in this city. So we went, didn't we? Last week, was it? Or week before?
Yeah,
we went.
A couple of weeks ago.
And there's a key Christian in that city who I'd never met before, but they're actually standing at the clock. And as we walk past, they grab my hand, grab our hands and say, welcome to, and then they said the place name, we welcome you in the name of Jesus.
Isn't that awesome?
And I thought, that person is the gatekeeper, or one of the key gatekeepers in that city.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit said that was going to happen, and it's happened. And it's just things like that. And also, I just want to thank you, because I just put on a couple of days ago, I saw some tables that I thought in an old pub, and I was like, they would be so good in our cafe. But I negotiated the price for them, which is a really good price. But again, we didn't have the money for it. So I just put on Facebook and on Instagram, and many of you just donated really quickly. And we have now covered the cost of all four of those tables. So thank you so much. I mean, we've got a lot more stuff to do, but, you know, it's a good start.
It's just the beginning.
And I think we're going to need builders. So if any builders are watching, whether it's electrical or any kind of building skills, we might need you to come over and help us to do some work on the upstairs. The cafe's fine, but upstairs, where the accommodation is. So,
brilliant.
Yeah.
That's good.
I could go on forever about all these different things, but we've got,
that's really,
we've got to do our
Q&A though.
In half an hour on Spirit Lifestyle. So,
So we're talking about faith and how can this is to encourage you, really, if you are in any position in a similar way, you have a dream, you have a real God-given dream or a vision, could be a place in your community or something that you feel particularly called to, but you just feel that, you know, that the atmosphere, the news and everything is contrary to what you want to do. I mean, for goodness sake, we're being told to stay in and not see anybody. It couldn't get much worse. But with God, didn't Jesus say, with faith, all things are possible?
Yeah, just need to believe and step out.
And it's having
it's that belief, that
it's
trust.
Just having those, taking those small steps sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we've often in the past, we will start by prayer walking and prophetic declaration. That's so powerful.
Yeah, and worship.
To declare that over a place. It's amazing how that begins to change the spiritual atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And things begin to happen. You know, you start releasing that kind of power. You are germinating that seed of hope through faith action, because prophecy is a faith action. To see it come to pass. So we just want to encourage you as we start off on quite a recent faith journey for ourselves. It's always takes courage. It always takes a lot of nerve, doesn't it? Just to take those steps, but that's going to unfold. And we just know that God's faithful and he's going to do that.
And this really is a season of, you know, the Bible talks about reaping where you did not sow. That's what we're about to do. We're reaping now. We've done a lot of sowing over the years, a lot in secret, a lot hidden that nobody knows about, whether it's financial or with our time and all the things we've given up or whatever. And you, I'm sure you have too. But you can also, there's a principle in scripture, a kingdom principle about reaping where you did not even sow. That's what we're doing with the cafes. We're reaping fruit. We will be in places we've not even lived or been to before. And
well, part of that, sorry to interrupt, but part of the dynamic is that we just mentioned one of the gatekeepers in that city who has been sowing and praying and doing
a
mission.
I forgot to say about that.
And you know,
praying.
we're not lone rangers. We are part of God's story. In any time that he calls us to an assignment in a place, it's often joined up. There are people that have gone before us.
Yeah.
There are people that will come after us, and we're playing our part. It's like relay running, isn't it?
It is.
And that is part of the wonderful way that God works and uses the whole body, and we play our part. And
yeah,
and that's how you reap where you haven't sown, because often people have gone before. and poured into that place. And sometimes it's somebody else, and it can happen either way, but it's somebody else that comes that actually gets to see the thing being tipped out.
Yeah. And it's where it's always important to sow. So whether you have this, you know, dream of doing whatever it might be the Lord's been saying to you, well, I want you to serve somebody else, serve their vision.
Absolutely.
And as you do that, yours will come out of that. Or it might be that you can't get to a certain place, but you can sow like you did with a cafe so far, you know, be sowing financially. Well, you're going to be able to reap in different ways. You'll obviously reap being part of the cafe. The fruit that comes out of it is going to be like, what's it with your account? What do you call it? Credited to your account as well, you know, your heavenly account. But also, in all the different ways that you've sown with your life, following the Lord, you know, it is a time to reap. So look for those places to reap, and the Holy Spirit will be speaking to you and showing you. And if he's pointing something on your heart, just start to, you know, press those doors, push those doors, see if they open, and really ask him for more information. Go back to any prophetic words that you've had. If you haven't had prophetic words or you need a prophetic word, if you join our community on our spiritlifestyle.com portal, we have a community on there that regularly is praying for all the members. And it's like Facebook, but it's on our community. And you can, you know, you have your own profile and everything, but you can put on there, I need a prophetic word, or, you know, I had a dream, can you help me interpret it? And we've got classes as well, of course. We've got weekly classes, whether they're online or local in a lot of places now. Yeah. But it doesn't have to be with us. Just get around people that can prophesy into your life. People that don't know you it's sort of easier in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah.
And keep asking the Lord to speak and to show you.
You might be watching this and thinking, yeah, that's all very well for you and it's wonderful, but you see, my circumstances are different. There's no capacity in my life for doing outreach or going and starting cafes or shops or anything like that. I've got enough to contend with. I've got, you know, this issue, this family member, blah, blah. And it's, you know, you just feel like you're closed down. So our counsel to you, our advice to you would be thankfulness is the place to start.
Yeah.
It's always the place to start, because thankfulness itself is supernatural. And who wants to be thankful when things are hard?
Yeah.
When it's a time of famine, when the cost of food is going up, when, you know, everything's difficult. But thankfulness, you know, this is why scripture says all the time, doesn't it? You know, make a joyful noise, give thanks to the Lord, because thankfulness itself can actually unlock your destiny.
Definitely. Yeah, enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart and enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made.
That's right.
And let us rejoice and be glad or something at the end of it. Is that Psalm 100?
Yeah. You know, and there is, I mean, there's obviously spiritual truth to that. There's also, you know, scientific proof that thankfulness actually is good for us. It's actually good for your health.
Oh, yeah.
There's lots of benefits to thankfulness. Improves your sleep quality, increases feelings of happiness, positivity, fosters hope for the future. It reduces stress and burnout.
Yeah.
It even reduces symptoms of PTSD, increases resilience. So practice hope, thankfulness. That is the place to start. There's always something that we can be thankful for, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even in the darkest times, find that thing to thank God for. Thank you, Father. You are faithful.
Yeah.
No matter everything is going wrong for me, but you are faithful, God, and your promises say, and then you quote some scripture, read scripture, really get it in, meditate on it, and just keep prophesying over yourself, over your loved ones, over your circumstances, and you will just be amazed by what God's going to do.
It could be your breakthrough.
Yeah, definitely. So, I was going to mention that I've been reading my first ever book was Diary of Miracles Part 1.
Yes.
So that and Diary of Miracles Part 2 were all about when we started our first cafe and we started our shop and the crazy miracles that broke out. So Rob's been saying, oh, can we do some audio recording? So I've done the first bit, which I put on, it's on my YouTube channel and it's on
the podcast.
Yeah. So if you haven't got my podcast, do find it wherever you go to find
it. It's on Apple, it's on Spotify, it's on Google. podcast, so should be able to get
it. So look out for that. And it's like, I'm trying to read it without crying, but I'll do that in probably four sections or something, and without my voice going or reading through my book. But also, you know, look out for the you know, updated, well, I was going to say, like, testimonies. So as soon as we open our cafe, we're going to have more coming out as well. And also look out for, we're doing a special offer on our books in the next few days. Will be coming out. So if you, you know, if you want to get Christmas presents, Thanksgiving presents, whatever, I don't know. Do you give presents at Thanksgiving? I don't know. I don't know if you do that or not.
I don't think it's a major thing.
So, well, some whatever. Some people will. Or just, you know, you want to read it yourself. We're going to look out for this special offer on our books coming up. And so what else did I write down? Oh, yeah. So in a minute, I've got some words of knowledge that I'm going to share in a moment. But okay. We were just to let you know, we are about to do our live Q&A. So mm-hmm. We need to go in a minute. if you're not on spiritlifestyle.com, on the membership there.
Hop over.
Go on now. Or you can catch up. And if you don't want to watch it live, you can watch it later on. And all the other ones as well we've done. So some of the questions we've got today are questions on why some people lose their healing after mm-hmm. they're healed.
Yeah.
That's a good one. We'll cover that. Are visualization exercises dodgy? That's my word, dodgy.
Dodgy.
What does that mean? It means kind of, what's the word?
Not good.
Not good. who are the children of God in Romans 8? That's a good one.
Tattoos.
Yeah, someone's asking about tattoos. Are they all right?
Somebody's got an occult shop opening in their neighbourhood and they want to know how they should deal with that.
Yeah, so and we've got other questions as well. We'll be answering those in a moment on spiritlifestyle.com. And let me just share these words of knowledge. So this is a word that I have never even heard before, but I had to look it up. And it was encephalitis. When I said to Holy Spirit, somebody's watching, tell me some of the things that people might have that you want to do. And I just got that word, encephalitis. So when I looked it up, it's inflammation of the tissues of the brain, which causes like headaches, stiff neck, sensitivity to light, mental confusion and seizures. So the Lord told me there's somebody watching or listening that has been diagnosed with that maybe. I'd never even heard of it, but it was clear in my mind, you know, when I heard it. So right now we just tell that encephalitis to leave in the name of Jesus. Just put your hand on your head if that's you. And if you have any kind of like migraines or seizures or stiff neck, mental confusion, brain fog, headache, whatever it might be, right now put your hand on your head and we agree for the kingdom of heaven to come now and for all those symptoms to leave and whatever is causing that to be healed. So just move your head around. Somebody has got a pain in the neck now. It's just going right now. It's literally is going. It's been there a long time. It's going. Just receive your healing from Jesus right now. There is somebody, I mentioned Mark, who we knocked on my door earlier. There's somebody else called Mark watching. And you need peace in your life as well. So, you know, meditate on that verse from John 14, where Jesus says, I give you my peace. And we release, just maybe all of us just say now, Prince of Peace, Lord Jesus, Prince of Peace, walk right into my body. Walk right into my spirit and my soul, my body right now. I feel that. I got the word patience. Now, I think that might be a name, actually, somebody called Patience. But either way, there's some kind of breakthrough coming with patience or for patience. So we release patience if you need it. Mm-hmm. And for patience that's watching, the breakthrough is right coming right now. We release it in Jesus' name. Somebody has a business that is literally about to go bust. And it might be a few of you, but there's somebody that was actually you were going to close your business today or maybe yesterday. You were literally about to close it and something stopped you closing it. It was like you just thought you had this little bit of hope and a little bit of, I don't know, you felt the Holy Spirit just say no, don't. And you thought, how can
I check?
Yeah, a bit like some faith started to rise in you and it was almost like the Lord or something was saying, don't close it. So this is for somebody who was feeling that. They were about to close it and the Lord's just, you felt him saying, no, not yet. Or don't close it. Pay attention to that because I wrote down here, it says, God says, watch what I'm going to do. So we just release breakthrough for you. With, in fact, any business. Yes. We release finance. We ask Lord, you would release finances and Staff, we need staff. We need a good chef. We need front of house supervisor. We need waiting on staff. So
send the people.
You know, we need that. And there's maybe those of you watching that need that as one of your businesses. Yeah. Or you might need a job. So we release that for you. And we just want to pray for everybody, don't we, that's watching. Yeah. We've got to go, haven't we?
Yes, gosh, we do.
We've got to go. But we want to pray for you. So do you want to pray
so,
first?
Yeah, so we just bless you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that your hand is on our lives and that you are a good shepherd. We know that we can trust you. And we ask that you would continue to lead us into those pastures of rest and refreshing as we seek to do your will, to step out into the things that you're calling us to do. Thank you, Lord, that you invite us to a life of wonderful adventure in you. And we bless you, Lord. We just pray for all those watching or listening right now. We ask, Lord, that you would manifest your wonderful presence with each one today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we do pray for healing. I know many of you watch that need a healing. So we just pray that you would really know God in a new way, that you would, not only would you be healed right now in your emotions, in your body, in your mind, whatever it is that needs healing, we release that healing power of Jesus for you. But not only that, but we pray that you would know Heavenly Father through his wonderful son, Jesus, by the power of his spirit, that you would know him, like really know him like never before. And you would just give the whole of your heart to him and surrender to him. And that through that, you would know that divine health and well-being for your whole life, in every area of your life, as you follow him. That we pray that for you in the name of Jesus. And if just receive that healing now, receive that breakthrough now, and please do message us. You can leave a comment. Wherever it is you're watching us right now, you can, if you go to spiritlifestyle.com, you can go to the contact page if you want to send us a message. Look on there for the cafe as well, and do check out the cafe website. And I think that's all we need to say, really, isn't it? If you want to give your life to Jesus, or you just have, then please do let us know. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
And we'd love to mentor you. Anybody who wants to be mentored, just go to spiritlifestyle.com and join our community, and we'd love to do that with all our community on there, and our coaches, so, and our team. So we bless you.
Bless you, everyone. And, thank you for listening or watching.
Happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
And happy thankfulness.
To everybody else.
To all of us, Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Bless you. Love you all. Thanks for watching. Thanks for joining.
Bye for now.
Check out our website spiritlifestyle.com for all our latest news and training resources.